It's Wednesday. Wednesday the 2nd of November, 8 a.m. It's still half light. Even just 10 minutes ago it was dark. The sky is a funny colour. It's a peely-wally mauve. I could describe it. Strange light. And again, the wild weather's returned. Oh, super duper. Can't get enough of this wind and rain, you know. Miss it so much. Actually, it really is raining quite heavy. I should have put a waterproof on, not a fleece. But hey, I won't be here long. I've almost given up watching forecasts, weather forecasts, yes. Yes. This is our, I think it's our third storm. Our country has started naming storms, and we started off with, I think it was Abigail, then we went to B. I can't remember what B was, but now this is C, and I can't remember what C is. Yes. All people's names, male and female, unisex storms. So in this world of equal rights, it should be a rotation of male-female. I suspect that the female storms will be stronger, because they are stronger, aren't they, females? I know this because I married one, and I know many. No, not many wives, just anyway. Wasn't that funny? My Acer tree is dividing itself of leaves with no colour. They just went a horrible, yucky, pale coffee colour and dropping. This persistent wind and rain has ruined its season. It should have been absolutely resplendent in the autumn colours. And that's a right bugger, you know, when you look forward to seeing something. This is because that tree is the last one in my garden to go over, and when everything else has gone over, I know that's still to come, and there it's gone. We're not getting it this year. Ah, dear. Anyway, I'm quite sure the tree is as upset as I am. Didn't get to show its beauty. I slept a bit better last night. I say a bit better because it was a yo-yoing night of deep sleep, light sleep, waking, deep sleep, light sleep, waking, you know. But compared to the previous night, it was a better sleep. Still so damn hard to get out of bed at 7 o'clock. Your body's screaming to you. Lie still. Good morning, Mrs. Blackbird. I would have said good morning to Mr. Blackbird because he'd just come down, but as soon as she saw him coming down, she swooped out and hunted him away. She doesn't want him getting any of the food that's been put out. He has a tough life. But there you go, see, it comes full circle back to females being stronger. But yeah, so sleep wise, yeah. The getting up bits is really tough. But the strange thing is that, you know, good friend Rick, Richard Hubbard, I had all on board. Drew my attention to an app the other day there. It's a free app that gets you off to sleep. Some kind of, I don't know what it is, I haven't listened to it yet. But I will this morning. I got a chance yesterday, but just a blur. but the problem that I have is I can get to sleep, absolutely no problem. I mean, literally, I go to bed and within a minute or two, I've gone. Unless there's something that's on my mind, and I don't mean something troubling, I just mean sometimes I get my head into things. But other than that, I always fall asleep really quickly. My problem is the last third or quarter of the night. That's a big problem. I need something. Well, yeah. So what? But this morning, I've been pretty good actually. Mentally, I mean, the trigger shower, you know, the trigger point shower. Oh my God, maybe I should just stop showering. No, I've been pretty good recently. It's been mostly positive thoughts and nothing to pull me down or anything. And I'm not down now, but in the shower this morning, my mind caught on to family issues. And I found myself thinking lots of thoughts and getting myself a bit worked up and a bit of, not anger as in, you know, vindictive anger, and just anger at things and questioning why it all happened and all that kind of stuff running through my head. And that's the first morning for a long, long while since that happened, and it hasn't got me down at all. Maybe I'm just hardening myself to the issues, but I don't want to think on them. So that's going to stop. Maybe if I go in the shower and just have a picture of something on the wall of the shower, you know, think happy thoughts. Or maybe I should stop listening to classical music when I go into that showroom, and instead of listening to 10 or 15 minutes of classical music, which sometimes they play, you know, soulful music if you like, and then I think the mind jumps onto that and thinks, oh, sad music, oh, I think sad, oh. I should just take in my wee mini player and play, make sure everyone I go in, I play Sousa. Play all of Sousa's tunes. That, you know, that would be brilliant, because there's no way you're going to think horrible thoughts then, are you? You're just going to be, you're going to be toe-tapping in the shower. Rump, 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 rump. So that's it, that's the cure now. Look out that disc I've got of Sousa. Well, no, I've got it on my Mac, and put it into my wee player, and just have, as soon as I go in, Sousa jumps into life, and there's no way you're going to come out there just feeling on top of the world. Yeah, good old Sousa. Was that what he was trying to do? Was he trying to cheer the world up with his music? But I was going to talk about music there, because, well, no, I'll leave that, because it's not relevant, really. Not relevant. Relevant to what? What's relevant? Relevant to what? Well, why would I say it's not relevant when I'm thinking about it, and that's what I'm supposed to record here when I'm out in the morning, is what comes through my mind, how I'm feeling in the morning, physically, mentally. So why is it not relevant? And why am I having an argument with myself about why it's not relevant or not? I suppose the biggest issue here is the fact that I'm having an argument with myself over what's relevant or not. Having an argument with yourself. God, we all do it, don't we? We're having an argument with ourselves. What is that? I mean, it's I don't know, what is that? Conscience is a different thing, you know. you know, I think conscience is it the same? I don't know. You know, you might think I'm going to do this particular thing, but your conscience says, no, that wouldn't be right, you know. Oh, right, okay, that's different. You know, that's conscience along the road, you know. Or having a conscience, you know, I did take that cake, I better own up, that's conscience, you know. Because you're feeling a bit of guilt. But that's not the same as... It's not the same, is it? Not the same. I don't think so. What part of me doesn't think so? What a wonderful morning. 2nd of December. Another storm rages across the central belt of Scotland. He's gone.